Good afternoon. We're going to go ahead and start this meeting of the Nominating and Bylaws Committee of the Brazos G Regional Water Planning Group. We've got requirements that for the members of the committee, they need to be visible as well as their audio is available for the purposes of this meeting today. We'll do a roll call here shortly, but the only member that I do not see on the screen is Lucy Dunn. So, Lucy, if you're on and you can hear us, if you will turn your camera on, but I don't believe we show you logged into this meeting today. First thing I want to make you aware of, the posting of this meeting was scheduled for today at 1:30 p.m. Came to our attention this morning that on some of the meeting packets, or at some locations in the agenda item, it indicates that it's a 1:30 a.m. start time. And so that has brought up a question as the ability to move forward on this meeting today. It was posted correctly on the Secretary of State's website. It's posted correctly on the Brazos G Regional Water Planning site as a 1:30 p.m. meeting, but down in the body, the documents, or some of the documents themselves, shows a 1:30 a.m. meeting. We have discussed with Riley, there's always a chance of someone objecting to this meeting. Lucy, I see that you've joined us now. Just I'm gonna back up a little bit for the base, for the sake of Lucy. We had an issue about the posting time on the agenda. Some of the documents says 1:30 a.m., but the correct posting on the Secretary of State's website and on the Brazos G website says 1:30 p.m. The invitation that was sent out in the link for this public meeting, went live and came available at 1:30. All of that was done correctly, but down in the text of the document or some of the attachments says 1:30 a.m. That came to my attention this morning. Pam brought it to my attention. We've reviewed it. I'll give an opportunity for the committee members to weigh in or any public that is viewing this meeting today. An opportunity to express any questions or concern. There's always a chance that there's, it could be objected to, but this is a committee meeting, and if no one is going to object at this time, I'm going to express that with no objection, we're going to proceed with this meeting. If an objection comes up before the full group meeting on March the 8th, either the nominating committee can meet again right before that full group meeting, or just simply the full group can consider all of these items at the full group meeting on March the 8th. So I'm going to actually ask for public comment to see if there's any objections proceeding of calling this meeting to order at this time. I'm not hearing any objection. I would suggest to you that this office is not open at 1:30 a.m. We do not usually meet at 1:30 a.m. And to the general public, a 1:30 p.m. start time is the more reasonable time for this committee to be meeting. So without any objection, I'm going to call this meeting to order at 1:36 p.m. Just again, advise everybody of our normal process on the meetings. Please turn off all cell phones and pagers while the meeting is in progress. We have members that are joining us virtually, and I know you may have ongoing things in the background in your offices or your homes where you're currently at. Be mindful if you have any noise in your background, if you would address those or mute your microphone, but I would prefer the voting members keep their microphones unmuted. Please do not place cell phones near microphones and ask members of public to speak up and say their names for the audio recording.